Good day, journal. Never entirely understood it. And you never quite understood the thinking. It always made so little sense to you. The idea that anyone would ignore and honestly reject the opportunity to envision their life, just as they always imagine, seemed incongruous with genuinely living. To deny oneself a gift that the Creator gives is idiotic. Declining the gift to be as emotively and vividly imaginative as possible is asinine. The thought that you would take this most precious of the gifts of free will and do little to almost nothing with it is unconscionable. You cannot imagine doing anything other than envisioning your best life day after day. No matter how good the present day is, preparing to lay your big old 10-gallon jug head down to sleep comes with immeasurable joy and excitement. Preparing for bed is like prepping for Christmas morning, for you can eagerly imagine another great day. In your heart, you think the forthcoming spectacular day will be even better than the one you had today. And when a day is terrible, more commonly known as a day from hell, what could be better than knowing that whatever that day was only lasts 24 hours? As soon as you begin envisioning the next day, the rest of your life can, in your mind's eye, be viewed in a wonderfully blessed fashion. No, it never made any sense for all those who shared this power to do nothing with it. So many folks sit daily with the stench of a hated day, stinking up to join on a new day. Too many people you've met behave as though using your imagination is childish and not the behavior of serious adults. Yet you ask, what could be more adult-like than learning to move beyond the past to be in the malleable present? And prepare for the solar eclipse-like burning bright future. What could be more grown up than not to allow any moment, good or bad, to be the be-all to the end-all of your life? Yes, you ask, what an adult is to do who gets the gift of a new day, a resurrection day after another restoration day? Is the adult to use each day to relive a day of old, a day long gone by? Or are we to use the new day to embark on a new journey, to set our course for a new life far beyond anything we'd ever imagined? You think about the Creator, and what if the divine had no imagination? Would it be possible to create the world and all in it? Would everything in the heavens and here below exist or materialize in its supernatural form without an imaginative creator? You think not. And as one made in the image of the Creator, you do not deny or ignore the power and value of envisioning your best life. Imagine yourself being your best self. Even if envisioning had no power, if imagining things did not work, if visualizing the best yet to come was worthless, it would always trump sulking and watching the precious, undeserved time of your life go by, feeling and thinking about the realities of a horrendous life. And for those living a great life, it goes without a need to ask, how could you not want to think and feel about a life that is bigger and better than the amazing one you are already living? That's how you got here. Visualization is the precise starting point of the conversionary process that will transform your life from a virtual nobody to a certifiable somebody. Imagination is the alchemy that turns water into wine, shit into sugar, and a hellish life into a heavenly one. You were always somebody in your mind. I'm not only talking about being a serial, best-selling, award-winning author. and renowned global public intellectual. I'm talking about how you always knew you were somebody. Because long ago, your mom and two grandmothers informed you that you were a child of God. And hence, you were somebody. As a child, James Brown told you that you were to be black and proud. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. The Godfather of Soul sang. James Brown confirmed for you long before the rest of the world caught on and decided to give you your due that you were somebody. Yet there were times when you lost your way. Like a wayward child before the child returns as the prodigal son, you forget what the faithful women in your life wanted you to remember. Like all humans, you are somebodies because you are children of God. And while you are lost, you stop hearing James Brown sing, "Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud." And one day, you discovered a voice living inside you that had been inside you all the time. The voices from the One. It is a voice that utters that you can be whatever you want if you believe it in your heart. The voice tells you to think it is so in your heart and mind first, then conceive of how to bring it into existence, and watch as your words and deeds, with the aid of the infinite, relentlessly work to help you achieve it. The voice is the sound of imagination, like the Temptations singing, "But it was just my imagination once again, running away with me." Day after day, that's what your imagination does. It's what your imagination does best. Your imagination takes over each day and it runs away with you, as if personifying the greatest love for your life. Your imagination elopes with you, holds you tightly, whispers sweet nothings in your ear, and takes you to a place and time in your mind where nothing but your best life is waiting. Your imagination lets you see what's possible, gives you a reason to get up each day, and picks you up when the world knocks you down. Your imagination is everything. Your visions are where the triumphant parts of your life begin and the tragedies end. Without your passionate and vibrant imagination, well, life would be pretty dull. Like a hamburger without french fries and shake. Like ice cream without the sprinkles and chocolate cake. Like peanut butter without the bread and jelly. Like a day without the sun, moon, or stars is your life. Without using your imagination. Because of your vivid and dynamic imagination, you get to imitate the person you want to be in your thoughts until you can manifest that person in the flesh. Oscar Wilde said, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, that mediocrity can pay to greatness." I suppose the words of Irish poet and playwright are valid, and you believe they are. Today, why not flatter your future by imitating in the now the person living the life you always imagined being? And today, why not absolve yourself of past mediocrity for the vision of desirable current future greatness? Don't stop believing that the impossible is nothing. Allow your imagination to forever run away with you.
Reflect and write. When you prepare for bed, do you envision the possibilities that await you the next day? Do you ponder and imagine what great things will greet you when you rise? Are you one who still dreams and uses your imagination to propel you forward each day? Or have you by chance lost your way? Have you stopped believing that the impossible is possible? And that greatness resides in you. Are you ready? Are you ready to let your imagination take over and run away with you? Can you stop being afraid and invite your imagination to take you to a place in time in your mind where nothing but your best life is waiting? Now act. Get up. Yes, get up from where you are. Find a place to sit alone outside. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb or airplane mode. Once seated, take a few deep breaths and bring yourself into the present moment. Then, let your imagination run wild. See yourself as the person living the life you always imagined. See yourself living in your future greatness. As one made in the image of the Creator, do not deny or ignore the power and value of envisioning your best life, imagining yourself being your best self. Sit with the vision. Get comfortable with what your imagination conjures up so you can leave that moment committed to dreaming, imagining, and doing what is necessary to see it all come to pass. Now journey forward.